The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Welcome into The Gathering Radio Show on this last Tuesday of 2020. This is Stephanie.
And this is Heidi, and we're excited to be here with you all on the Para-X Radio Network as we kick off the end of 2020.
Yes, yes, finally. We're looking forward to the new year.
Bye, 2020.
Oh, it's been a year, hasn't it? Oh, my.
Hindsight will be 2020 now.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. And it's this crazy holiday season and it's already wrapping up. Christmas is behind us now and Minnesota is covered in snow and getting more every day, which is, it's beautiful. I have to say it is absolutely gorgeous. Backbreaking a little bit, but you know, it's considering a week ago, we didn't have any, there was none on the ground.
I know. Right. And we were behind. We had hardly any snow for December, so I think this is where it's getting all made up for. But it is really nice. You know, what's frustrating is the snowplow came by after the first snow a couple of days ago. And I don't know if it was a new guy or they just didn't know where the side of the road was, but they missed like a 4-foot strip that goes in front of our house. So it made the road a lot narrower, which it's a wide road because we're out in the country, but it made it a lot narrower, but it extended our driveway like 4 feet.
Oh,
like, what? So someone must have called or someone else came by and replowed because at this today they brought it all the way to the side of the road, which is good because that shortened the driveway by about 4 feet.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, 4 feet is a lot. And when you had the snow that we had last time, it's a lot.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah, it's just craziness. But it is beautiful. It is beautiful. And the snow that's out there tonight is like that whispery, soft diamonds. It just shimmers, you know, it's really pretty. You guys are talking about your dog and the boots. Melly, we used to put him on Melly and she hated him.
Well, and some dogs can do the outside okay. Mojo does not do the outside okay. And so some dogs can, you know, tootle around or whatever. Mojo, he'll be out there for 10 seconds and he's already lifting one paw and then another, whatever. And so I can tell he's hurting and that's not good. So I put boots on him. I have these little boots left over from another dog who did not wear them.
Yeah.
But what's funny is it was the first time out wearing them today. And because we can't go out the side door right now. So we have a little bit longer to go because before you just go out, pee, come in, he's done. And now he has to, for whatever reason, go to the end of the driveway. He can't just go out and pee and be done. Okay, fine. So I get boots on him and he did really well outside, but we've been wearing him inside for a couple of times to practice. And I think when we first put him on him, he didn't understand you could turn. And so he did that funny dog walk and he walked himself into the closet and then got stuck there because he didn't know how to turn while he was wearing them or like back up. So it took a little practice, but he hasn't been resistant in wearing them because he's really good. You know, it's like he'll put up with me trimming his nails, giving him a bath or whatever. I know he doesn't like that stuff, but he's so good. He just does it anyway. And so same with the boots. He lets me put them on and And we go outside, and he's been a little trooper now. Now he knows how to navigate in them, but at first he ended up in the closet. And that was,
they're funny. They're funny when they first get him on. And, you know, like Melly speak a cold pretty fast too. You know, Duncan was the woolly mammoth, so he could be out in 50 below weather and walk for an hour, and it was fine, you know. And then Melly came along, and she was rescued from a southern shelter, right? So she's used, and she has short hair. And so she was used to the, you know, she was so cold all the time, but she's gotten used to it. She's gotten better. In fact, my girl went to work with Casey today. Spent the day at Casey's work and was just the queen of the ball, I guess.
I'm sure.
They all just loved her. So interesting stuff. But yeah, the dogs are really funny. And the other day she wanted to walk all the way down to the lake. So we did. And we walked around on the lake and came back. And, you know, she was exhausted, you know, because she's still healing from her wound.
That's right. Yeah.
But she's doing really good. She has the stitches out on Thursday. So she should be as good as new then.
Ready for the new year as well.
Exactly. So we thought that we would talk about all of the shows and our favorite guests as kind of a rearview mirror kind of look at 2020 for this last show of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was looking back on some of our shows. Well, I was looking back at all the different weeks, and we had some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like really good stuff, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it's good stuff. I mean,
I do too. I do too, you know, and I know, of course, we always talk about all of the things that we're doing, you know, paranormal and cryptids and squatchers, but we had some really fabulous people on that had nothing to do with paranormal investigation or cryptids, you know what I mean? So,
well, but here's the deal. Here's how I feel like we tie it in, is because we're talking about spirit animals. I mean, we're not just talking about paranormal. We're talking about all things metaphysical.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we bring that to the table, it's like, and you know, part of our existence is all things connected through energy, and that includes animals and the planet. Right. Everything's connected.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When we have, you know, people who are animal, you know, experts or earth conservationists or all of the above, I mean, that's all of us. That's everything connected. Mm-hmm. We don't have this without all of it. So I think it is part of our show and the metaphysical, because it's all it's energy. You know,
no, I agree. I guess what I meant to say was we're always talking about our little paranormal adventures and our cryptid adventures.
Oh, for sure.
But I don't think we had one cryptid guest on the show this year. And I don't think we actually had any paranormal peeps either. It's all in the supernatural field. But, you know, we didn't really have anybody talk about paranormal investigations or other than us. Cryptid, Sasquatch, otherwise, you know. So it was a fun year because it was away from all of those things that we do all the time, you know, other than our 5-minute banter at the beginning of the shows. You know, you talk about the animals, absolutely. And I think one of the first guests of the new year was Peggy Callahan from the Wildlife Science Center, which that was a phenomenal show.
That was awesome.
And hopefully we can actually get out there now coming this spring, because I know she was very good and invited us. And but with all the COVID happening, you know, it was kind of hard to get anywhere. So hopefully now in the new year, we can start some live shows, you know?
Yeah, it would be fun to go out there and do a show from there. And we tried to set it up in the fall, and it, you know, COVID just COVID made everything tough. And I mean, tough is an understatement. It made things disastrous for some people. Thankfully, I can say it made it tough, right?
Yeah.
And not any worse than that. But it would have been really weird to wrangle in a COVID situation. Plus, we do a live show. Mm-hmm. Not many other people could be there because we have to be, you know, respectful of 6 feet and masks and all that stuff.
Yes.
So it just puts a monkey wrench stuff. Let's wait till next year and then set it up and do some live shows there where people can come and explore and, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
Just have more fun.
Yeah. So we're, you know, that's what we have on the table for 2021. We're hoping, you know, maybe by mid-year point that, you know, COVID will be under control and we can have some live shows with audiences and people and some of our peeps that like to come out to these things. So we're looking forward to that. But she was really a good guest. And, you know, especially the way we ended the show and she was out by the wolf packs, and they were singing to us actually at the end of the show. That was
cool.
That was absolutely phenomenal. And then we had Lori Potter talking about the eagles from the DNR nest, and mm-hmm. I wasn't on that show, but you did a great job.
That was so much fun.
Yes, and I think we need to, I will wrangle her and get her in, because, you know, the eagles are starting to rebuild the nest now for this coming mm-hmm. season, so it would be really fun yep. to hear about all the things that are going on in the nest to make it ready for the new yep. For the new clutch. So yeah, that was super fun. And then we kind of ended the year with the animals when we talked to Howard Garrett, I think it was in November, about the orcas, you know? So yep. yeah, we had a lot of really fun animal shows. And of course they all tie in with our spirit animals, right? You know, I mean, we yes. always said the eagles are one of my spirit animals, wolves, orcas, they're all mine. You know, I think yep. that's why I'm so drawn to them in life, you know?
We need to have someone on who does spiders then, because that's one of my.
Yes. Yes. I think so.
I don't know about
sure.
that.
Yeah. I think it'd be kind of fun. You know, I do. I think it would be interesting. And, you know, the gathering goes where no show has gone before, right?
Yeah, I'll start looking into that. Jerry in the chat room's like, ew, I agree, know. Jerry. And I love my spirit animals, and my spider's one of my totem animals, of course. And I didn't choose it. And I know I've told that story before, but. You know, I can look it up. Maybe we do a little something on spiders. So I'll get on that. Mm-hmm. I'll see if I can find someone. And if anybody knows someone who does work with spiders or yeah. whatever, let me know and I'll hook up
arachnids. And then Karen is saying, you know, eagles, orcas, and wolves are all predators. Yes, they are. So what does that say about me? Because I am definitely not a predator. I don't think. I don't know. Maybe I am.
Maybe.
Maybe I am. You know, I just don't realize it. Spiders are also predators, she's saying.
Are they all? I don't know about all.
I don't know either.
I suppose they eat flies yeah. and bugs. And I don't, so I suppose yeah. they are.
Interesting. And I know one of the COVID thing, though, one of the sad things was for the past couple of years, the day after Christmas, I've been going down to Mankato with Dave, who is Ghost Dance, and we go to the 38+2 Memorial because they have the 38+2 ride where they, on horseback, come from South Dakota all the way up here for the ceremonial. It's when the 38+2 were hung. Well, 38 were hung in Mankato, massive slaughter. And this year they didn't have that ride, but a different ride came in from Nebraska, I guess. And I didn't realize that, but it was just, you know, you really can't be in a crowd anyhow, you know, but it's just sad because it's kind of a part of the calendar now. Right. And so this year we didn't go. And I just felt like on Saturday, it was like, okay, I'm supposed to be in Mankato today. You know, I'm supposed to be listening to, you know, the elders and all their wisdom and, you know, what they're saying, and we're not there. So I really missed that this year. So hopefully next year that's going to happen again, you know, because that was a really spiritual and amazing time. Now they're looking at spiders in the chat room.
Totally derailed in the chat room.
I know.
The chat room is really gone. We have lost the chat room.
So
here's something that I thought was cool that we talked about. We ended up talking about, I think it was in a paranormal smorgasbord, we ended up talking about dreams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up doing a show, right, around dreams yeah. and things like that. Well, so I started thinking about, and this, I think it came up right after the show, that I had a book on dreams that was an older book. And I don't know if I mentioned that during the show or not. I know I've talked about it in other things. So I had to find it, and I found it. I dug it out of. Where was it? I think it was actually at the studio I found it. And so I brought it home because I found this book at an antique store. I don't know if it was early this year or if it was last year. It might have been last year because it was buried at the studio. So it was probably last year. So mm-hmm. I found this this book at an antique store last year, and it's called The Complete Book of Dreams. Mm-hmm. And the copyright is 1939, I believe, which, you know, 1939 isn't that long ago. Let me make sure. It's either 38 or 39. So I've got it here. And, oh, sorry. Copyright 1938, published 1939. Okay, so I was right, both of them.
Yeah.
But the reason I thought this book was really neat and that I bought it, and I'm sure I didn't pay more than $5 for it, is, and I'll show you this stuff, and then maybe if I can take a picture and put it in the chat room. So inside the cover, in both covers, and then in a couple pages in from each one, each cover, someone used it as an address book.
Oh!
They put names and addresses, and it's funny because the handwriting doesn't look current. It looks, you know, how
old
you learn handwriting in school, right? Mm-hmm. And our handwriting that I think we learned looks different than maybe it was taught 50 years ago or 80 Absolutely. Years ago or whatever. So it looks like it's handwriting that was taught a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool. And so that is what I thought. There's like tons of pages of addresses, names and addresses
Isn't
in
that
here.
Crazy?
And so I thought, oh, that's kind of neat. So I had to buy it for two reasons, because there's a book, you know, from 1938, 39.
Right.
Talks about dreams and the different meanings, and anyway, and then it's all this handwritten stuff in there. But what's really funny about dream books, I don't know, have you ever read one?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. So when I read different dream books, and I one of the first metaphysical books I bought probably 30 years ago was a dream interpretation book, and then I bought a color one too, mm-hmm. because I was having some wackadoodle dreams, you know, mm-hmm. growing up. And so when I started realizing that there's books out there, you know, metaphysical books and whatever. So this is, you know, definitely 30 years ago, maybe a little longer. So I picked up a couple that were readily available at probably B. Dalton back then, right? You remember that? Mm-hmm. B. Dalton bookseller.
Oh,
so,
yeah, for sure.
Anyway, so I looked up and I remember reading the dream book and going, this is absolutely ridiculous. Like, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's, and I don't know, because I haven't read a lot of dream books since then, but I wonder if one person made a dream book and everybody else just kind of copies it.
Sure.
And then puts out their own dream book, because mm-hmm. some of the same, you know, it's the same some thing over same and over. Stuff. And so someone's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And then they copy it and put in their book. But when I look at that, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Why in the, how'd you go there with some of this stuff? And I won't go into, I'm not going to read any of these unless someone had something in their dream and they'd like me to look it up while we're on the show today. Go for it. I, you know, if you have some weird thing that came up in a dream, shoot it into the chat room and I'll look it up in the book and I'll let you know what it means via 1938 dream interpretation book. Mm-hmm. But, I like to interpret my dreams like on my own more, you know, mm-hmm. I'll do a little, you know, just kind of feeling into it. And, because these dream interpretation books are just bizarro. They're almost, they almost make the looking it up a bad idea, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh my, they're still talking about spiders and showing pictures
of spiders.
Have a
show on spiders.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Craziness.
So
the writing for sure. You know, I have a book that I found that was my dad's when he was just a young one. You know, I mean, there's, what's fun about it, it's a book, it's about this big, it's upstairs, and it was gifted to him, and the writing in there is, well, I mean, he was like 5 years old, right? So it was 1925, you know? And just the loopy, and the way my dad used to sign his name with the little loop on the K, and you can definitely tell, because we don't write that way anymore, you know, for sure. But how fun is that? I love finding old books like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool. So I have it. I'm going to keep it. I don't know why I'm going to keep it. I just like the energy of it, I guess.
It's absolutely. Not a,
you know.
Yes.
But if anybody's interested in dream interpretation from 1938, let me know. I can hook you up here during the show.
Absolutely.
But apparently, because the way the chat room's going, we're going to have a show on spiders at some point in the near future.
Yeah, I think so. Because, oh my gosh. And now they have, you know, a picture of an ugly doll with a kind of a thing going on there.
Yep. It's just totally derailed. So,
all right,
good. Well, that's a good idea for a show.
Nice. Oh my goodness. Yeah, so yeah, we've had some super subjects and super guests. You know, we had at the beginning of the year we had Horse in the studio, who is a medicine man, of course, and he talked about sacred listening and he put people in trances, and you know, it was such a fun show. We had a live audience. That was before the COVID thing happened.
Yeah.
And that was an amazing time. And, you know, I miss Horace. He's down in Texas now. So I haven't seen him for a while, but maybe we can have him on the show again this way, you know, not in person. But, you know, that was the way we kicked off our year, pretty much. I think he was the first guest that we had, and definitely the first studio guest. So that was fun.
Yeah, I think probably the only studio guest after that.
I think he was.
Yeah, I don't think we had any
No.
In studio.
After that.
Yeah, after that, because we were locked down pretty soon after that. So I don't know. Yeah, it was a different year because we really couldn't be together this year.
I know.
Even just us, because we like to get together too every once in a while. We'll go to the studio or have Kristen at the studio, and the three of us will do it together and actually sit and hang out with each other.
Eat chocolate and all that good stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I know. It's been crazy. So hopefully in 2021 we can do more of that. Next time we have Kristen on, hopefully we can all be together at the studio. And hopefully we can do some of these live ones. And, you know, I think it's important and I think it's fun and people love it. And it's fun for us. You know, it's super fun for us to see faces and not just, you know, be in our little studios looking at each other on Skype, which is good, but
better than nothing.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's fun to get together. And so that's a piece that we missed out on this year is, you know, just getting together even every once in a while and having live studio audiences. That is always, we like doing that. That's always fun.
Absolutely.
So looking back on 2020, we missed out on that. That was kind of a bummer, but we had to be safe too. We couldn't just do it anyway.
No. Well, we couldn't. I mean, look, everybody worked from home. We're still working from home, right? We have no idea when we'll get back into the office. I mean, I go into the office, you know, once a week or so, but that's it for now, you know, maybe not till June, they're thinking, you know, so.
Wow.
I know.
I'm still at work, still going in, but I do more remote sessions than I did before because there's people that don't want to come in and I respect that. And I'm okay with that. You know, I'm not always a fan of, you know, because every time we go in, it's like, you know, but I haven't cleaned. Oh, like I have this year. I'm surprised I haven't worn the finishes off of all my stuff from all the wiping down I do in between every client. And I was good about it before because I was nervous about just the flu before. So flu season, I was disinfecting everything anyway. Mm-hmm. And but now, oh, my goodness, it's every little thing gets wiped and then sprayed. And it's like, oh, my goodness, which I feel good about because I feel like, wow, you're not catching anything coming into my studio. You're not catching flu, you're not catching the cold. You're not catching COVID. You're getting nothing from my studio except a little healing from spirit.
Yeah.
And that's all you're going to get from me. And so I'm glad about that. I feel really good about the safety measures, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough, you know, people getting out.
And I mean, even at the office, you know, we have signs all over that say if you touch anything, there's, you know, we've had to put antibacterial wipes next to all the printers, all like the coffee machine. And the rule is if, you know, you use it, you have to wipe it first with the antibacterial cloth, use it, and then wipe it again. Wipe, use, wipe, you know. Yeah, it's just... Yeah, it's a little obnoxious, actually, but nobody's gotten sick down there, so that's good, you know?
And Karen in the chat room is saying it's not so much about surfaces, it's more droplets and aerosol from breath. Right, and we wear masks. Like, I don't, if anybody doesn't want to wear a mask in the studio, then we do a remote session. Yep. We're not doing sessions in the studio with no mask, period.
Yep.
I have an alternate option for people that don't want to wear a mask. We do it remote, and it works great. I did a remote session for a gal. I don't know if I might have mentioned this. A gal that was in New York, I think it was last Tuesday, and it was right before the show. And I had a session with her, and she has a friend that lives here, and that's how she heard about me. And her friend is a client of mine, and so that's how she found out. And so we did a session, and she was like, oh, my gosh, mind blown. This is insane. You don't have to be next to someone to do this. I said, absolutely not. And so she, you know, felt grateful that she could do a session being in New York and I'm here. And, you know, it's the same thing for someone that's, you know, in one city over, we can do this energy work without being right next to each other. So that keeps people safe because I know we know a lot more about COVID too, and that it can be spread through the air. And so if people don't want to wear a mask, I respect that, but then we do a little differently because we can. And it works out great. And I still spray everything though. And I spray the air. I spray everything. I've gone through so much Lysol this year. I have a dealer now.
A dealer.
She's my Lysol dealer. And we meet in a parking lot and she like throws it to me and I ball up a 20 and throw it at her.
Yeah.
And then we part ways.
And you're all good.
It's I get hooked up. Case of four every time and I'm good. But we want to stay safe, and we still want to do our work when we can, and doing energy work, sometimes it's good to do in person. And so we'll make sure the safety is there.
Absolutely. And no rain, we are not wearing masks because we're in our own little spaces.
Right. Can you? Yeah, that would be something if we're trying not to catch COVID from each other while we're on Skype.
Oh, yes. That would be. Yeah.
We're on Skype totally with each amazing. Other. So we're good.
Yeah. And what's interesting, it's just like the new norm now. You know, if you ever watch any of the TV shows, they're all on Skype, right? Everybody's on Skype. Nobody's in person anymore. Even the local channels, the weather people are usually at home. Sometimes the main anchors are at home. You know, it's just kind of bizarre. Yeah, Rain says, I need a Lysol dealer. I haven't seen a can since February. I have a hard time. I can't. Do you? Because I don't have a can of Lysol.
That's no joke. I have a dealer. A Lysol dealer. You know, it's, I'm not hoarding it. I don't hoard it. I don't have backups. And I give some away, too, when I get it and I know someone needs it. So yeah. If I have an extra can, I would, you know, give it to someone because yeah. I don't want to be that person.
Right.
But I get 1 4-pack at a time. And when I'm almost out, I'm like, hey, do you have any, can you hook me up? And sometimes, you know, she can, sometimes she can't. But most often she can. She'll get her hands on some and say, okay. And then I literally meet her in a parking lot and yeah. exchange, you know. So, yeah. Because I really want to make sure that I am doing everything I can for people when I am at the studio.
I can see that. But yeah, what a crazy year it has been. Karen is saying nothing will ever be the same. There is no going back. I think it'll take a while. I think it'll take a while. But I'm hopeful things will get back to the way they were before.
I don't think we're going to have a way they were. I think we're going to have a new normal going forward.
There's a new normal. But, you know, I mean, people have to be with people. People have
to trust. I'm sure that'll happen. But we're going to have a new normal going forward.
Yeah.
I think the old way is, it's different now. Yeah. Which I'm glad for because things need to change. Other things need to change too. And we're not going to go into it on this show. But anyway, there's a lot of things that need to change. And I'm glad for that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Dave, I can just see Heidi Jones in for a Lysol fix.
It has happened. I panic when I'm down to one can. Not a show about Lysol, but I do support their product.
Oh my gosh.
I do appreciate it.
Yes, well, so 2020 has taught us many things, hasn't it? It's taught us how to be alone and how to be, you know, all cooped up in our house every day, all day, you know, except to, you know, that's why everybody's outside. There's a lot of people that go outside now. I've seen a lot of people in the parks, way more so than before.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. People are turning to nature now, which is awesome because there's so much earth energy and nature and, you know, so that's good. There's some good things that have come out of this, I think, you know, but it just needs to end now. Just needs to end, you know, can I just say? But,
you know. Absolutely.
It will.
It'll change. We'll get back to a different way but going forward, but it will be different. Oh, yeah. So Karen is saying, I'd like you to comment, and I put a question in there for her to clarify. She said, I'd like you to comment on the quantum aspect of remote energy work. And so I'm just wondering in what way, because that's kind of a big topic. So if you have a specific, you know, avenue of that I could drill in on, that would be cool. You know, what avenue you're actually, you know, asking about or whatever. And maybe I'm just not understanding, you know, how you want me to speak into it, but I certainly can. I'm guessing this has to do with my comment about working with a gal from New York, right? But what's cool about doing energy work, when I do energy work, I don't touch people anyway. So when they come into the studio, you've had sessions with me, right?
Yeah.
When people come into the studio, I don't touch someone anyway.
No.
So you are a few feet away from me and I don't touch you. So if you think about it, how is that any different than being 5 states away?
Jeez.
If I'm not touching you when you're in the studio, we're doing remote work. Right.
Right. Right.
So, you know, I have clients or have had clients and this is totally their deal. They're like, well, I'd rather come in and see you. And I think part of that is the personal experience that they have, you know, plus they may not have a place at home that's quiet. You know, they have kids running around, so they have to get out of the house, or gives them a mental break to get out of the house. Yes. Or because it's really, really relaxing and just totally zen in the studio, and it's pretty and it smells good, you know, with the Palo Santo and whatever. It's just an experience. You know, you come in and you have this experience, physical experience, just being there and being present and being able to lay on this table, and it's different, right?
Yeah.
But we're still doing remote work.
Yeah.
You know, we're not
doing
hands-on
work. And you can feel it for anyone out there who has never experienced it. I know Kristen a few times. I mean, it's been a long time, but I can't remember what I was experiencing. Oh, that time. I specifically remember this. Remember that time that Casey and I were stopped at the stoplight and the people in the car ahead of us, they looked like some kind of crazy. I thought they were going to kill us. We had to stop at the stoplight and they came out with their guns. I thought we were going to be dead. And I was scared to death. And I think I wrote about it on Facebook and Kristen said, I'm sending you some Reiki. Oh my. And you could, I could just feel it. It was like, oh, that feels so good. But, yeah, so it is, it's amazing when you experience it. Yes. But yes, it is step for those of you out here who have never experienced, it can be done. And like I said, Kristen has sent it to me a few times and so have other people. So, and you know, even if they don't tell you, it's like somebody's sending me Reiki who's doing this, you know, and then you can usually find out, but it's cool. It's very cool. You know what? We've already gone through 30 minutes of the show. So I think it's time that we go to break. So stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes. This is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network.
In order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock, The Dark Sun Rising, on the Para-X Radio Network. If you're looking for a truly unique podcast experience, we have you covered. Spirit Bayou with CJ Dunham airs live from the Third Coast in Southeast Texas on Tuesday and Fridays at midnight Eastern Time, covering Creole folklore and folk magic to strange paranormal activity to new equipment for the field. CJ Dunham is a Catholic swamp witch, a devotee to our Mother Mary in the Trinity, a true believer in our Lord, the Holy Ghost, and Christ. Peace be with your spirit and the spirits by you.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Juarez with Cat Paranormal of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Willow Lehman Shunt, psychic medium, Dark NOLA Paranormal, New Orleans.
And I'm Jerry Ayers with Supernatural Investigators of Minnesota. And together, we are The Calling. Every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on ParaXRadioNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network, and we are talking about our 2020 year in review, and we've had a lot of fun shows, and we've had a question before the break that Karin was asking about the quantum physics, let me find it here, the quantum physics of remote sessions, and I appreciate your question, Karin, and I'm not sure that I can speak into the quantum physics part of it because I'm not well-versed in quantum physics, but I can tell you how I believe it works just from my energy perspective, if that works for you, if that's cool. But every session I do is remote. I do not do hands-on work with anybody for a whole bunch of reasons. But now, especially for COVID, it works really well because even when someone's in the studio and we've got our masks on, but we are, you know, a few feet apart, we're not 6 feet apart, but the clients know this coming in. And if they don't want to do this, we do it remote. But I don't do hands-on work. I didn't do it before COVID. I don't do it now. And it works really, really well because what we're doing is in this process of, you know, even when I start working with someone through email, we are setting up an energetic connection, which is what happens to anybody. That anytime someone connects with another person, you have this energetic connection.
Yes.
But there's this intent to connect through energy work. This person is saying, I would like you to do this. And so their intention is already setting up this connection, this energetic connection for healing. And so what's really cool about that is sometimes, like you said, you know, when you were talking to Kristen, she said, I'll send it to you and you could feel it. When someone is reaching out to me and saying, I would like you to do this for me and channel healing energy for me, they're setting up that intent to receive it and saying, I'm open to receiving. And so even through that setting up process, they can be receiving healing energy. And I've had people who I've worked with multiple times that have said on their drive in, they can already feel it starting because we've set this connection up and there's this familiarity and this protection around this experience that when the intention is there to receive, they can start receiving when they wake up in the morning, they can start receiving on the drive over. And they'll tell me that they felt it. So we're setting up this energetic connection that because of our intention and the protections that I have set up through doing this work exclusively to help the people I'm working with and to keep them safe and keep me safe, that we can set up this flow that can happen, you know, whenever we're communicating or even when before the session has started or after it's done. The session itself is more of a formal ritual that I was taught a long time ago by my spirit guides and my spirit helpers. But the actual energy exchange could be much longer than the actual session, you know, and I know this for other practitioners too, that just because you stop the session doesn't mean the energy work stops happening, you know, doesn't stop working. It can continue to work with all the energy that was channeled into the person that receives it. So, so why would it be any different if someone was, you know, I'm in Minnesota and someone's in Wisconsin, you know, if you're 2 feet away, why is it any different from 2 states away, 4 states away, 2 hours away, whatever. It doesn't matter because time and space, everything is energy. Everything's connected. Everything is now. So why wouldn't it work? You know, I don't know how that would be quantified by quantum physics or mechanics or anything. I don't understand that. And I can't speak into it, but we actually, on the break, we were talking about maybe seeing if we could find someone that could be on our show for that. Cause that would be kind of a neat topic, but I would never be able to speak into it from that angle because I don't know enough about it. But, yeah, that's how I know. And hopefully that gives you at least some answer. And if you want some clarification, please ask because I might be missing something that is obvious to me anyway. But it's, yeah, it, that's how I know that, I mean, it's, it works. And you could be in the studio and feel it. You could be in like this gal in New York and she was feeling it. You know, it works. I did a session with a gal in, where was she? Wyoming a couple weeks ago. And she was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Like, how is this working? I don't even get it. But yeah, it does. And because everything is connected, everything is now, everything is present. So we have that opportunity is if we open up our hearts and set our protections, we can channel and receive and all that good stuff. So
Absolutely. Yeah. So fun
hopefully
stuff,
that helps. Yeah.
We'll see if we can get somebody who can, you know, maybe talk about it a little bit more at some show in the future.
Yeah,
we have a lot of ideas for a show. We just need to get some people online with us. But yeah,
I saw a question in the chat room. I think we missed it before, and she put it back in there, Kat, about spirit animals. Did you see that, Steph? I can read it. She said about spirit animals, would you be able to get a picture of one if you saw it? And if you saw one, would you know it was a spirit animal and not a physical one? That's a good question.
It'd be like trying to get a picture of a spirit, you know? They're pretty hard to get, right? We
maybe
rarely get a photograph of the spirit that we see standing next to us. You know, I would think it would be the same with the spirit animal, you know? Few and far between.
Yeah. I would think that if you saw a spirit animal and you knew it was a spirit animal, not a physical animal, you'd definitely try taking a picture of it, but I don't know if it would show up like you're seeing it. Just like you just said, Steph, yeah. you're seeing a spirit, you take a picture, you get an orb or a streak yeah. of light or something. You might get some kind of anomaly, but mm-hmm. why not try? Because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Could it manifest itself physically? I would assume. Because the second part of your question, how would you know it's a spirit animal and not a physical one? Well, I guess you could try touching it. If it's a physical one, I think you'd feel something. You know, if it's physical mm-hmm. in a spiritual way, like physical, is it really there? Well, if it's a lion and it's really there, you'd know because it'd probably jump you and you're dead. So then mm-hmm. you'd know right before you're dead.
But, right.
So yes, I don't know. I would try and take a picture of one if I saw one. But spirit animals can manifest in all sorts of cool ways that, you know, I was meeting with someone yesterday, and he, you know, I have my back facing a window when we're sitting in the reading room, and he said, "Oh my gosh, there's an eagle." And I turned to look out the window, and there's an eagle flying right by the window. Mm-hmm. And so I said, "Oh, eagle medicine's here with you today." And I thought he had said something about thinking about an eagle when he was, that day he was thinking about an eagle, and now he saw one and he thought that was the coolest thing that he saw it flying outside the window. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I thought, well, there's one of your spirit animals today anyway. It may not Absolutely. Be a lifer, but it might be just popping in to say hey. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because they can show up in any form. That was a physical one. That was a real one.
For sure. For sure. And when we go back to the Reiki thing, so Dave is saying, and this is a good one, Dave, I'm glad you said this. So the continuing energy is why Horse would have people call themselves back in as they left sacred fires. So what he means by that is when we would go out to Horses for these sacred fires, every time we got to the property line leaving, he would ask us to say our name 3 times and call ourselves back in there so that our energy didn't stay there, because he always had things going on out there, right? And, you know, too much energy, not a good thing. So, yeah, so that energy is constantly around, right? That's a good one, Dave. Forgot about that.
Kat, continuing on with the spirit animal thing, we're going back and forth here. We've got a couple of lines of stuff going, but she said she took several pictures of a crow that was talking to her, except there wasn't a crow in the tree mm-hmm. in any of the pictures. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a spirit animal. Yeah, because you're not getting an actual photo of it, but you're seeing it and hearing it as if it was real, but that would be a spirit animal.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It is cool.
I mean, it's cool when you see something like that.
Well, and don't you think when you, because you have particular spirit animals like eagles for me, I mean, I'm always seeing eagles when somebody else probably wouldn't see them, you know? And I know someone, you know, they're always saying, Steph, you're from the eagle clan for sure, because you're always seeing them, you know? Mm-hmm. And not everybody does, you know? It's kind of mm-hmm. like I always see hawks. I always see all the raptors, it seems like, the hawks, the owls, the eagles. You know, they're always coming to me, you know. Don't you wonder if that, you know, they're just kind of, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that, but I just feel like, you know.
Well, they'll be around if they're supposed to be around for you,
yeah.
you know. So, yeah, I mean, because I see eagles on a regular basis. I don't see a ton of them, but I see them often. And then I'm surprised when people don't see them, because I'm like, really? You don't see them ever?
No, and I know.
Yeah, but out here, you know, I can cheat, because out here it's easy to see animals all the time. I mean, I see all sorts of animals all the time. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of fun, you know, to have a little pack out here of just everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, cool mm-hmm. about the picture though, Kat, that you took a picture
and
it wasn't there. That's neat. I like that.
Yeah.
Because I would just say that's a spirit animal then. If it's sitting right there and you take a picture and nothing's in
it. It's not there. It's like our spirits, when we see them, you take a picture and there's nothing there. Or there's a light there or something, because they're not going to show up, right? Mm-hmm. I mean.
I used to have crows in my yard when I lived in St. Louis Park all the time. The neighbors were getting kind of weirded out. Because crow is one of my power animals, one of mm-hmm. my main animals. Mm-hmm. And they were always in my yard.
Yeah.
And people were always crows in your trees. I'm like, yeah. And I'm not going to try and explain like what the deal is, but when I was at the studio then, or I'd go to the studio and then they'd be in the trees out in the studio. They'd sit mm-hmm. in the pine trees mm-hmm. and I'd get there and I see crows as I'm unloading my car, whatever, they drop into the trees and they start making a little bit of ruckus. And then I'd go inside and I don't know what was happening while I was inside, but I'd come outside and then all of a sudden I'd hear all these crows and they start flying out of the tree. Like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. that is so cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, they I always say when I see crows and they follow me, something's changing. Something's happening in my life. And I also think they warn us. Do you remember that time when we were on a Squatcher's trip up north? And they were ravens, actually, that were chattering, chattering, chattering. They wouldn't leave us alone. It was like they didn't want us to be in that one particular spot. And we felt like it was they were telling us it was dangerous. And the minute we moved away from that spot, left us, you know?
Yeah.
So, cool. Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. Dave is saying.
Read that one.
That was a good one. So yeah. Dave is saying, once I saw a raccoon crossing the road at night, and when it reached the solid white line, it looked like it walked into another dimension. As it proceeded forward, its body disappeared. That's awesome. What a cool story that is.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So a raccoon must be maybe one of your spirit guides, Dave.
Well, at least at the time, because we don't have to, they don't all have to be lifers. They can just come in and hook us up once in a while and.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
I would have been, rubbing my eyes, making sure I was not falling asleep at the wheel or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That's
cool. It is cool. It is cool. But yeah. So yeah, it's just really interesting, the whole spirit animal thing. And I do think when you have spirit animals that are, like you said, spirit animals can come and go when you need them. You know, I remember one of my Reiki sessions with you was you said, you know, Bear is here to protect you, because I'd been on a lot of paranormal investigations, I think. And I was just, they're here to protect you from the spirit world, I think is what you were saying. So they come and go, but I think, you know, the predators, Karin, you know, the eagles, the wolves, and the orcas are always with me, you know, and I always see them always. And owls. Yeah. Oh, owls are one of my big ones, too. I have not seen mama owl. Yeah, we have lifers,
for sure.
Yeah, and I was hearing the owls a lot. Oh, my gosh, they're so fun because they're right out, they're close to me, you know. And one night I was in bed and everything. I was reading a book or something, and I heard mama out here. And I'm like, I jump out of bed and I put on my, you know, a pair of pants and my jacket. And Casey's like, what are you doing? I said, mama's out here. I got to go look, you know. Of course, I couldn't see her. It's pitch black at night. But I stood out there and listened to her, and she just has the sweetest voice. And I know when I was at the park, which is about a block away, which is where she's nested the last few years. I looked everywhere for her and I didn't see her, but this is the time of year when she starts nesting, you know, cause she usually lays those eggs in January. So if she's getting, you know, last year she lost her clutch, which is so sad. I mean, they were alive and they died. I think they froze, hypothermia. But I don't know if she'll have some this year. I sure hope so. And I sure hope they're where I can see them, you know, but my eyes are open. Now I keep looking for her, but they'll be more quiet now too. So Dave is saying Bear medicine is great.
It is.
Jerry is saying on his way home from the doctor today, an owl was flying across the road. Our eyes locked together just for a few moments. That's,
you know, I think
very powerful.
Interesting though, because it was, I'm guessing it was during the day, you know,
today.
And so you don't usually see owls flying around at daytime, right? Mm-hmm. Aren't they more nocturnal?
Mm-hmm. They are.
I mean, I know they're around during the day. I just don't know how active they are. So that's,
I don't usually see them fly very much during the day. And, you know, because I have the pair around me, I see them constantly all the time. And usually during the day, they're kind of perched, you know, they don't really fly a lot. Usually when it gets, starts getting to be dusk, they start, they're active, you know, and they start flying.
I don't know. I think it's interesting to have an owl like connect with you in that way during the light, because owls are very good at seeing in the dark. You know, they're kind of the night watcher. They're the ones that bring that vision into the dark. And so here it is daytime and you have this nocturnal animal that I think is really, I feel like the energy of awareness is with that animal to bring some almost like shocking awareness. Cause it's almost startling to think about this animal flying around in the middle of the day, locking eyes with you. It's shocking, right?
Cause you're flying in front of a car.
Yeah, that just doesn't happen. So intuitively, I'll just say this is what I'm getting. And if it doesn't resonate, you just toss it out. But, there's this awareness, this almost shocking awareness that, is coming out from the darkness, something that maybe has been hidden maybe for a long time, something that, you know, you didn't have awareness of or knowledge of that's now going to start coming out, or this owl will help you find what this is to maybe find some kind of resolution to a situation that's been going on for a long time, or, you know, something like that. It just feels like this owl is like, hey, we're done with the dark right now.
Right.
We're done.
I like
wandering
that.
Around in the dark. We're going to bring this into the light where it's very clear. It's very, there's gonna be a lot of awareness. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if that's something that's coming.
Or leading. Yeah. Or like, so, Dave is saying, oh, he's using the native words, and it's, I think it's Okuju, and they're guiding us through the darkness, which Jerry's had some health problems recently. So hopefully, and it's been very dark. So hopefully this owl is going to guide him through that darkness, and, you know, light is coming.
Well, I'm thinking that whatever, if that's what it is, that, you know, bringing this energy out of the dark so it can be revealed, because that owl, this is not, I don't think that's common.
Normal.
It doesn't feel common. So anyway, yeah, hopefully that's brings you some guidance soon, Jerry. Because that is really cool.
Okay. Okugu. I don't know. Yeah. Sky kitties. Yes, they are.
Like, Dave's trying to help us by pronunciation in the chat room. <We're failing miserably. laughs>
Yeah, and then Rain is saying it's like the Matrix. It will light our darkest hour. Yes, I love seeing that. Their name is like the sound they make. Ooh, ooh, so it's ooh, coo, goo. I get it. Ooh, coo, goo. Yeah, ooh, coo, goo. Yeah, okay, I get it. Ooh, coo, goo, yeah. Sky kitties, they do look, well, if they're horned owls, they definitely look like sky kitties, right? Because they look just like kitties, you know? With their ear tufts.
Well, that was cool, Jerry, though. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, that is so awesome. That is so awesome. I love owls. They're very supernatural. And I think they connect with those of us who have supernatural abilities often. Oh, yes. Dave said, right. I get a gold star. Ooh, coo, goo. Ooh, coo, goo. Oh, there we go. I got it. never thought of owls and cats being similar before. Well, it's just, I think it's because they have these ear tufts. And, you know, when you look at them in the trees, they look like cats sitting on the trees, but they both have claws, right? They both have those, you know, cats have claws, owls have talons that are actually stronger than an eagle's talon. So anyway, yeah, so lots of stuff going on. But I love
it. Seems like whenever we talk about animals, our chat room goes wild.
Yeah, I know.
Animals are good.
I know.
A good topic.
We love them. Yeah, and then they say both hunt silently at night, don't they, though? Both owls and cats.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I had an owl in the tree outside the house here, and it was nighttime. It was pitch dark in the middle of summer, and went outside with Mojo and didn't know there was an owl in the tree, because you're not going to see the owl. They won't like see them. That's the whole deal. And we get probably 6 feet from the side of the house for him to go to the bathroom, and you hear this huge wing flap. It was huge, and it came out of the tree, and Mojo hit the ground and crawled all the way back to the house. I don't think I don't think he went outside the whole rest of the evening. He was done. He was like, nope. Cause he knew, I don't know if he's heard that sound before, or he just instinctively knew, like, I'm lunch if I don't get out of here.
Yeah.
Because I knew what that wing flap was, and it was a huge owl.
Yes.
And I thought, okay, Mojo, we're going inside. And because that owl would have been able to pick him up easy and take him.
Oh, absolutely. Because how much does he weigh? I bet he's no more weight than a rabbit.
Yeah, he's 10 pounds. So, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's rabbits out there that weigh more than he does. So,
yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he never goes out there without me. I'm always with him and I'm always close to him.
Yes.
But I just wasn't going to even take any chances. We hooked it right back inside. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Owls, they're great, but they are pretty strong and pretty fast. And
absolutely. Just like eagles, you know, if you have small animals, you got to watch out for the eagles too, because they'll just grab them.
Yep.
No, they don't weigh very much, Karin. And I couldn't quote you to tell you how much they weigh. I'm guessing like 7 pounds. He You know, eagles, adult eagles, I think the females weigh about 12 only, and they're huge, right? It's amazing they only weigh that much. And I think the males weigh about 10. I think males are like 6 or 7.
Are the bones or whatever they have in them, they're hollow.
They're hollow.
Aren't they? So mm-hmm. they could be probably bigger with not a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. I wonder if owls are the same. I saw a picture of an owl not that long ago on social media. Someone had moved the feathers over so you could see the legs, and the legs
were
long and skinny. Did you see
Aren't
that?
Aren't they funny?
It was weird looking, because you think an owl is going to have little stump legs with a big body. Not true. So, yeah, it was all fluff and feathers and big, long, skinny legs to a little body. I thought, oh, that's weird looking.
Yeah.
And it's like lifting the skirt up off of an owl. You know, you like look at these long legs under there. You're like, what?
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
But yeah, I think they vary though, Karen. Karen's saying she's looking at a chart about 3 pounds. And I think it depends. I think the females weigh more than the males, just like the eagles, you know. And I know Mama Owl is way bigger than Papa Owl. You know, Papa Owl, I always say, is just a skinny little creature, and Mama is quite robust, you know. So I'm sure she weighs much more. So Dave is saying eagle bones are sometimes used as whistles in ceremony. I believe that. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Awesome. So many cool things coming out. But yeah,
so many cool things and so little time now.
I know. So we'll definitely have to get Peggy back on and Lori Potter from the DNR soon, actually, so we can talk about all the changes at the nest now, because they're getting ready to lay eggs again. So I will contact her. Maybe in January we can get her on. But so we just have, it's going to be fun for 2021. I think we have a lot of super good subjects, and we're going to have a lot of super good guests, and hopefully we can do some in-person gathering radio shows. And it's going to be great. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to more normal way of life. We're still talking about Mojo and the Owl.
Again, we've derailed the chat room. That's all good. I love our chat room. It's awesome.
I know, I do too. Absolutely.
I love our chat room all the time. You guys are awesome.
I know. And one of my other favorite guests on our show always is Michael Bodine. And for those of you who don't know, Michael Bodine is going to guest on the Calling radio show tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So, he's always a fun one to talk to. He's a little hard to handle. You know, we always have to, you know, watch his mouth. But we love him.
Bit of a loose cannon, that one.
We do. And hopefully, you know, we'll get him on the show again. And hopefully next time we can actually be sitting together so I can, you know, pop him in the arm when I think that F word is going to come out. But yeah, so everybody watch the Calling tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern on this ParaX radio network. I'm sure it'll be a phenomenal show, and I'm sure Michael will give his thoughts about the new year, 2021. So it'll be awesome. And
next week we have our Paranormal Smorgasbord first radio show of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And so bring your topics.
Yeah. We always have fun with those. And I was just looking over our show list, you know, from last year too. And boy, we talked about a lot of stuff. We really did. You know, we talked about angels and curses and hexes and spirits and ghosts and souls and all kinds of fun stuff. So we even talked to Jezebel de Luna about voodoo, which was really enlightening, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Fun stuff. And of course, last week was Kyle Cadell, and we loved that because that was a really fun show as well.
Yeah, that was fun.
And the Great Lakes is always a good subject for me. That was one of my favorite ones too. The Spirit of the Lakes.
Yep. Yeah. Ooh, we're out of time.
I know it. So goodness. Well, you know, thanks everyone for listening again and for listening to us all year and being a part of our show and a part of our chat room and suggesting really fun topics. And always
appreciate you.
Yes, we do. Definitely appreciate you. It definitely wouldn't be the gathering without all of you gathering with us, for sure.
It wouldn't. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Everybody in the chat room. Para X for hosting us this year. We have totally loved it again. And Sarge, our most amazing producer, best producer of 2020 and yes, beyond.
Woohoo! And beyond. For sure. Thanks to the troops if you're listening. And hey, stay safe. Happy New Year to everyone.
Yes.
Have a safe and happy New Year's Eve celebration and in our pajamas watching TV and, you know, maybe have a little bubbly.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
And definitely wishing everybody a better 2021. Whatever you had in 2020, good, bad, ugly, whatever, I wish you more goodness in 2021 than anything else.
Absolutely. Good night, everyone. We'll see you next week in the new year.
Yep. See you next year, everybody.